All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. DP left because we were watching a long restream of the Hentai Expo 2023, and just me, and it's really, really late, so we gotta get this done. Don't know how much I'm gonna get done, maybe 30 minutes. If there's not enough, I'll do some more, or I'll throw a leap of faith in, I'll get y'all something. But we're running low on this anyway, so... like, this is the last chapter we got. So, yeah, maybe I should make it a little shorter. Or do you want me to just go all the way through? I don't know. It's whatever. All I know is I gotta be in bed by 4 and it's 3:19. So let's go. Well, a couple of reasons. A couple? Is that okay? Yeah, of course. I'm never gonna forget how you helped me. I'm glad I did. Shower running can be heard from the bathroom. There we go. There we go, what? What are you? Don't need that anymore. Oof. Now she can barely hear us. Just relax. Let me move against you. That sounds good to me. Never thought I'd have a thing for older men. You find surprises out all the time. I'm not that old, thank you. How about, experienced? Much better. Hey, Abby. Yeah? Did you see my conditioner? Did you leave it in your bag? Never mind. Just enjoy your shower. Hey, what are you two doing out there anyway? I said just enjoy your shower. Ah, fine. Give me another 10. Sit back. I want to show off for you. Sure. You look like you're ready to go clubbing. Honestly, I thought that was going to be the plan. Upset that you aren't? Not even remotely. Abby begins to pull her dress off. This is a way better deal if you ask me. Wow, well, I'm glad you think so. Like the look of these? I'm a thigh-high guy, but you might convert me. Same. Besides, I don't have to worry about pulling them down. Or excuse me, them pulling down. I could fix that. Those pants are a problem. Well, you're nothing if not a problem solver. Oh, I'm on it, Grim. Abby grips the top of your pants and begins to pull. A little help? Much better. See, we work well together. We do. Now that that's out of the way... oh, shit. Abby moves her body across your legs and accepts you into her mouth. Very nice. Do what you're comfortable with. See, she accepts. You know, that's consent. She accepts you into your mouth. So people can't complain. How dare you, Grim? This woman didn't consent. She clearly accepted, as the text said there. Very nice. Do what you're comfortable with, he says. And I like what you're comfortable with. Well, I do as well. Abby continues to move up and down with your shaft in her warm, wet mouth. Good? Very good. Hey, sit up here. This is gonna sound strange, but I really want to admire that ass of yours. That doesn't sound strange. Admire all you want. I find it flattering. Fantastic. Yep, fantastic. Is it okay if I spank you a little? Not really into that whole roleplay thing, but why don't we call it a physics lesson? Then the lesson begins. Oh, brother. And ouch. Too much? Again, continue the lesson. The smack on her ass echoes through the room. For science! Yep. Oh shit, a little softer. Crap, sorry. What's going on out there? Nothing. Let's try something quieter. Good idea. Okay, on your feet. Look at you all assertive. I told you, not shy. Hey, I can appreciate that. Thank you. Also appreciate some privacy. People are probably watching. Room, deploy shades. Oh, okay. Much better. Swear I saw someone watching. Keen eyes and all. I wouldn't worry about it. Now why don't you hop up here? Oh, yeah? Phew, okay. I gotcha. Oh, I know you do. So what's the plan now? Whatever you want. What in the prime flying fuck, guys? Chandra, I can't fucking believe this. I had one fucking rule. One rule. Shit, look, Chandra, things happened. Don't start without me. Wait, what? Damn it, Abby. I wanted to see him get all flustered. You little devil. Yeah, sorry. Doesn't even wait for me. Tsk, tsk. I couldn't help it, and why don't you just shut it and kiss me already? Fine. Mmm. Oh boy. Let's move to the bed. Floor is cold as shit. You heard her, Grim. Yep. Over here, Grim. Alright, Abby, here we go. Hey, what are you? Hey! Don't worry, I gotcha. I love them, but we need to get those pantyhose off. Already? Well, yeah, they're in the way. We could rip them, I guess. These are my last pair, don't you dare. Damn, fine, only because you rhymed. Thank you. Seems all my stockings get ripped or shit. Not these as well. Now we're talking. Happy? Yes. Fucking right, now throw her down on the bed. Ugh, there we are. Eager, aren't we? No time to waste. Time to have fun, Mr. Grimm. Yeah, I think it's that time. Agreed, but one of us still has some clothes on. Oh, yes, Abby. These need to go. Okay, I guess we can do that. Always sarcastic. Are we happy now? I am, and I agree with Chandra. So the bigger question is... what's that? Who do you fuck first? Just so you know, choose wisely. Huh? Why? You will get in serious shit if you choose poorly. Yeah, screw you both. That would be challenging. Pick! Gotta make a real save. Neither, I want a double blowjob. You tricky motherfucker, well lay down. This should be fun. Totally, let's make him squirm. Lick off? Oh shit, it's right out of fucking closed game. Where the two sisters are like, I bet I can make him come faster than you. You're on! Read my mind, lick off commence. Off to you. And then back off to you. What are you two doing? Quiet. Working. Get the shaft. Balls are mine. Deal. Hey, Mr. Grimm, you ready? As ever. Mm-hmm. There you go. I'll teach you some other time how to really go down on it. I had a good teacher. Chandra. Balls? Right. Love 'em. Damn, you two are both crazy. Mm-hmm. You know it, Mr. Grimm. Something tells me you want more. This is wild. Wild. We'll show you wild. What next? Let me think. To the floor next to the sofa. Follow us, Mr. Grimm, if you ask like that. That's far enough. Oh, yeah? You want us right here, Mr. Grimm? Maybe. You look ready to pop. Totally is. Okay, fuck, I'm gonna come. I can't hold it any longer. Hope it's all over the place. Hey, Chandra? Yeah? Let's do the thing now. Fuck, you're right. You practice what? This. Come for us, Mr. Grimm. Cover us, Mr. Grimm. Laughs. What the hell? Alright, here we go. Abby first. Ugh! Now me! Gah! What a load, holy shitballs! Thank you for that. Yeah, thanks, that was a lot of fun. Sorry, just coming back to planet Earth right now. Wow. You're welcome. And oh shit, the time, I gotta go! Typical, running out the door before pillow talk. You know I have to go. I'm fucking with you and don't worry, that concert will be popping. Appreciate it. Sorry, but yeah, bye. Up and about? I assume you're feeling better. I am. Can I help you? I came to thank you for vouching for me. Don't read into it. I did what had to be done. Yes, you're far stronger than you appear. Anything else? It really is a shame all that happened. Shame? Nah. You just care that you're losing power. Power is never lost, merely shifted. Perhaps even shared? What? You're serious right now? Think about it. I think you should leave. Very well. There is much to do. Sam, munitions check. You have 22 rounds left. Not enough, not nearly. Your stockpile at home remains untouched, sir. Place is probably under surveillance. Then again, with their bag fucked up, or with their bug fucked up, I can probably slip in and out. Your call, sir. What do you think, Venus? Do you want a companion that will always be there for you? One who can share your most intimate of fantasies? That's what I thought. We got plenty of room. Yeah, fuck it. Could use some more flashbangs. Use my last one in Victoria's. The sound of water cascades through the room. Miss White, we have bolstered security around the complex. Was there anything else you needed? Miss White? And the search? Our manpower is currently limited, ma'am. Tell me we are at least getting closer. Yes, Miss White. Good, now tell me why you couldn't wait until I finished. Gulps, ma'am, your orders were to update you immediately. And you couldn't wait 5 more minutes? I didn't mean... Didn't mean to what? Leer at your superior? But I... Enough, you look fit to burst. My apologies, ma'am. Stop with the ma'am, do I look that old? Well, no, miss. Very good. Tell me, mister... What was your name again? It's... Never mind, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter what your name is!
Do you find me attractive? Your partner is a lucky man. Ha! That loathsome pest hasn't seen this in months. No, in fact, I do believe I'm done with that man, because of course you are. Gulps. He has done nothing to help me here, nor is he good in bed. I'm sorry about that. Don't you think that's important? Taking advantage? Maybe I can... Maybe you can what? You know, take advantage. Of... You know exactly what. What are you? You show initiative. I like that. You like more than that. You've dreamed of this, having power over your superiors? Yes. Such a simple creature, aren't you? Enough! You have work to do. Do it well, and maybe we'll revisit this. Yes, Miss White. Now leave me. So predictable. The barest of seductions, rather. Then they act like lost puppies. And all without augmentation. She has it so easy. Flaunt her perfect body and get what she wants. Well, she doesn't understand the half of it. I wonder what she would say to that. What, indeed? Kind of feels nice to be home, eh, Sam? Quite, sir. Sam, is their surveillance still down? Checking, sir. No outgoing transmissions. I believe you're in the clear. Good, let's get in and go. Unlocking weapons locker, sir. Thank you, Sam. Let's see what we got in storage. These are all the flashbangs I have left? Yes, sir. Remind me to get more. Your actions over the last year led me to conclude that you were going to change profession. Was I incorrect? Let's cross that bridge when we get there, Sam. Never thought I'd feel this way about a mission again, Sam. What way is that, sir? Forget it. Security's still clear? Yes, sir. Okay, let's get out of here. Gonna miss this place. Sir? Yeah? I recommend you exit via an alternative route. There may be surveillance I'm unaware of. Water main in the side alley it is, then. Anyone spot me? Unlikely, sir. Just lovely. You detecting anything down there? Negative, sir. Good. I think that was worth it, then. Thank fuck it's not the sewer. I wouldn't hear the end of it from Sonya. That would be entertaining. Sam. Shutting up now, sir. Thank you. No movement from Baynard? None, sir. Good, can't have them following me to my baby. Sir, incoming call from Shanlon Russell. What does she want? Answer it. What do you want, Shanlon? You're holding out on me. Need specifics here. Inhales a drag from her cigarette. We hold an understanding. Excuse me. We had an understanding, did we not? What's your point? Ellen Lane, big comeback. That's my point. How did... Oh, please. It's all over the nets. Damn, that was quick. Now, if you want this little distraction to work, I need something from you. I gave you plenty. I need more. I need cooperation on the dirt I have on Baynard. I have things to do, Shanlon. Do I need to throw you a bone? You need every advantage you can get. Use me. Stop acting like the altruist. I'm not. I need something to pin Baynard to the wall. Fine. Run an anonymous source. Baynard has a cure for GDS and they're hiding it. You can't be serious. Deadly. I can't run that without proof. Not an option. If this is wrong, it'll ruin me. Run it and after tonight, you'll have all the evidence you need. I'd better. The second this comes out, Baynard will have me in their sights. Welcome to the club. Very well. What's life without a little risk? You ready for that kind of backlash? This will be my finest report. Don't miss it. Christ. Okay, eyes on the prize. And he returns. No Todd? He's busy. Right, how's my girl? Purring like a kitten. Todd left these for you. Thank him for me. Thank you too. Working on such a beauty is almost thanks enough. Anything else you need? Actually, my friend Ellen. We spoke with her. So it's all in order? Ah, yes, we are aware and we'll wait for her. I owe you. No, it was a favor to her. Go ahead, start it up and admire our work. You start the engine and it revs up to a fine-tuned purr. Nice. Treat her well. You two are lifesavers. Good luck out there. Fuck me, Sam. They weren't lying. This drives like a dream. Glad you're happy, sir. Thanks. Now let's just head back to the noir. Still keeping the place safe? It made sense. I do not wish for any more death. Are you doing okay? Much better, thank you. I miss the madam. I do too. Katie offered me a job. I am excited for that, I think. How very Katie of her. Do you mean kind? Yeah, same thing. She thinks the work will keep me busy. Hey, are the others in the main hall? They are. Follow me. Very well. Back. The fuck took you so long? I had to take care of some other business. Other business? Needed gear for my place? Your apartment? You fucking idiot. What if Baynard was waiting? I'm here. We're good. You don't get to take risks like that. Not now. You want more ammo or not? Fine, you fucker. Where is everyone? Getting ready. You know how it goes. Yeah, shit. Is this really a good idea, Sonya? Bringing everyone with us, I mean? Fuck no, but it's all we got. They aren't ghosts. I may get someone killed tonight. Shit, you know you can't think like that. Just trust your team like we trust you. That goes for you too. You're going in with Victoria on the tram. True, but she knows the risk. Excuse me, she knows the risk, especially if she crosses me. Now for you. Keep Gloria and Katie close. I will. You're back. Everything good? How could it not be? Todd's a hell of a mechanic. Rides better than new. You and your death traps. Hey, some people appreciate a classic, right, Gloria? For sure, very future retro. Will Miss Lane be joining us? She will. Looks like I have perfect timing. Ellen! You know me, always forgetting something. Plus, I wanted to warm up before the big show. Is that... right. Shit, yeah. Damn thing's tougher than me. There you go, kiddo. No, you keep it. Give it to me after. Mom would love you using it. Everything in order for your big comeback? Hell fucking yes. Shame I'll have to miss it. Fuck that, I'll play so loud they'll hear it on the top floor. Okay then. We head out soon if anyone wants out. No one does. None of us. No speech needed. Thank you. All of you. Grim, just take a load off for a few. It's the last image. We might be done with this one, guys. Grim, just take a load off for a few. Will do. You guys just do what you need to do and we'll meet back here. Sounds good. Ugh, last minute to relax. Kay's got everything set up on her end. Great. Don't tell me you're still on that getting people killed bullshit. Just clearing my head. Try getting out of the city. Works wonders. After tonight, I think I'll have to. You know, I could use a partner. Won't Cleo get jealous? Nah, she loves, likes, tolerates you. As good as it gets, trust me. So go all dynamic duo? Make some cash, not hate ourselves after it. Say good riddance to the city. With a pitch like that... Look, Cabron, change of scenery. Think about it. Time for all of you to head out. Victoria? Sonia? We're ready. Gloria? Katie? All good. Then off we go. I know this song. Hey, LA. You ready to rock this shit? There we go. That's it, guys. We are done with episode 13. Thank you for taking the time to play, and I hope you had fun. And I can't believe they actually got the rights to that song that I used to play all the time. Yes, I am very aware of this song. I'm really surprised he got her on here. I think that's Nina, if I'm not mistaken. A lot of her stuff I bought from groupies. So, excellent artist. Alright guys, so I guess we're gonna play acting lessons or something else. But for now, this will be the end of Grimm's Uncanny Valley with City of Broken Dreamers. And we'll see you when episode 14 comes out.